Hello.
Hi, good morning. I'm responding to a message that was left by Family First Care about home care services for one of my residents on the 18th. His name is Machis Shemis.
Yes, thank you for giving me a call back. Just a second, I want to pull him up.
Okay, can you confirm your name? I didn't hear that clearly from the voicemail message.
My name is Abigail. I'm calling from Family
Okay.
First Care, like I said. Sorry, just one moment, please.
Okay.
So I spoke with Matus last week. I actually couldn't, he can't verbalize so well, and we're trying to get him home care services for when he is discharged from the home that he's in now. The problem was that we didn't have an address for him for where he was going after, and we would need to get that for him to be able to get started with the services.
Understood. So first, I want to thank you for your responsiveness and hearing him out. Unfortunately, Matt is calling various different organizations about a discharge that's not even in place yet. Because there are safety concerns, one of which you observed was his communication, that
Yes.
requires a special device he is inconsistent with using, as well as the fact that he's total care. There are a number of things that need to be put into place before the clinical team led by the doctor, his insurance company, and his mother will sign off. He's not allowed to discharge against medical advice, so he has to wait for a safe discharge to be finalized, and that's still pending.
So
So
he's
I
not getting
do.
discharged in June because.
No, he's not getting discharged in June. He
Okay.
hopes he's going to be discharged this year, and he tells different organizations different months, but no. He's not even he's he his discharge has not even been deemed safe for them to truly pursue options in order for him to discharge before the end of the year. So he's
Okay.
calling companies by what he hopes versus what the actual reality is. So I
Okay,
thank you
fine.
and I truly apologize for the misrepresentation. He is
Yeah, I didn't
hopeful.
know
I'll give him
who I should
that.
speak with on his case.
Yes,
Would his
his
mother be
responsible party is
helpful?
his mother. His mother would be, but again, there is no discharge date at all set.
Okay.
So when there is, we would absolutely factor your company. It's like one of, I think, two or three he called himself. To review as a possibility, but he's part of our nursing home transition program connected to his insurance company. They do not deem his discharge safe because he's not able to discharge against medical advice. He does not have a discharge date nor a location because one has not been issued yet. They're not even sure if he's safe to discharge.
Great. Okay, fine. Do you have his mother's number so that I can get in touch with her if I ever need?
No, I don't have it in front of me, but if you call him, he'll certainly provide you with the information, but she'll probably redirect you to Zachariah, which is the discharge planner, because she doesn't really want to pursue anything until there's an actual confirmation that the discharge will be safe.
Okay. But would you happen to have the number listed just because it'll be hard for him to verbalize it if I speak with him?
No, I don't have it in front of me. If you want to call me back in by Friday, I'll give you those
Okay.
details because I would rather follow up with her to see if she's even agreeable for anyone to be calling her right now, since again, we don't have a discharge date because we're not sure if it's
Right.
safe.
Okay.
So if you want it immediately, you talk to Matt. If
Okay.
you can give me a few days, I'll call his mom later today to see if she's even open to anyone having her contact information. It's
Okay.
not directed towards you or any of these companies, but she's already becoming overwhelmed by him calling multiple companies for services. We're not even sure he needs because he may not be safe to discharge.
Right. Okay, fine. Okay, thank you.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.